job to maximize your recovery and make sure you don't get ripped off. If you've been injured, call me, Matt Hoffman, or Justin Watkins at Battleborne Injury Lawyers, 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them December 9th against Dallas from the Flight Deck. Presented by Allegiant. The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens. From the Knights Castle to the Knight Line. Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket. All you can eat, food, beer, and wine. Tickets are $140 per game. Save up to 20% off single game pricing. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO. Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered by a flash seats 48 hours before the game. Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them December 9th against Dallas from the Flight Deck. Presented by Allegiant. The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens. From the Knights Castle to the Knight Line. Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket. All you can eat, food, beer, and wine. Tickets are $140 per game. Save up to 20% off single game pricing. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO. Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered by a flash seats 48 hours before the game.
Who thinks it's smart to buy a mattress online? A mattress is a long-time relationship, a get-to-know kind of thing. You can't do that online. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Our sleep experts will personally help you find the mattress that's perfectly fit for you. Plus, we offer free same-day delivery, setup and removal of your old bed. And for the holidays, we're giving two free Tempur-Pedic pillows and a free sheet set when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Ho, 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 y'all. Best Mattress, home with a 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I have never had so much energy, and my labs are perfect. I've never felt so good. I'm 77 going on 50. I feel like I did when I was 50.
For a limited time, use discount code MARK, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code MARK.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Oh, good for you!
And Adam Hill.
I totally hear you. I also don't like what you're saying.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you. And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
Clock hour, Golden Nugget, downtown, Fremont, get on down here. NFR's in town. The holidays downtown are just out of control. We're chomping on some Cadillac Mexican kitchen and tequila bar food. They got a great happy hour here. We'll give you some of the details on what they do for a happy hour. They're now doing breakfast down here as well. They have that starting at 8 a.m. Friday through Tuesday. Justin Watkins is back in studio. He's our legal insider. Justin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We have to get you on the road and feed you.
Yeah, I just keep coming into an empty studio. I don't even know.
We're out like every Wednesday, and I feel bad about having you drive around town.
No, I'll go where, I mean, especially if there's food, right? Okay. I'm in.
I will start looping you in on where we are that Wednesday.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. We're losing banners. Oh, no. All right. We don't have VIP tickets. No, that's a crappy station in town. Yeah. The one that doesn't do live radio where you can't cuss.
It's true.
All right, Justin. It's getting crazy down here. It's getting crazy down here. What are you going to do?
Well, keep rolling.
Yes. That's what we do. We just ignore it. Move on.
Stuff it down.
Before we get your take on Kareem Hunt, because there's a lot of goofiness to that cases, really. Did you get looped in on – were you at the game last night?
I was not at the game. I watched it on TV, though.
Okay.
And,
so what do you think?
What
do you think of Reeves and Wilson?
I mean, I have, like, my fan point of view, and then I have I think that it was a penalty.
Okay.
I don't know that it was a five-minute major and a kickout, but I think that if I were the refs in the same situation, I would have done it because otherwise things would have spiraled out of control. So I feel like the move to knock it up to a five-minute major and then kick him out had more to do with them trying to maintain control of the rink that night and they were losing it, and that was a way to reestablish it. So I probably would have done the same thing. And then I don't believe it deserved any other punishment. Just like, what was it, Friday night that Wilson put the hit on the New Jersey Devils guy?
Yeah, yeah.
It was almost is very similar hit, and no penalty for that. Shoulder to shoulder, no head contact. I thought it was a very similar hit.
Well, but that sounds more like a rational take. You said you also have a fan one?
Yeah, my fan one is you get what you give, man. And, you know, the guy deserved it. Like, you know, I hear people saying they felt like the Vegas crowd shouldn't have been cheering. He was clearly hurt and woozy. And to that I say, I never heard a quote from Tom Wilson in which he cared about anybody he ever hurt. And he has a history of specifically targeting the head. There was no targeting of the head in this hit. And so, you know what? If that kind of hit ended up with him being hurt, one thing is he should have put his helmet on right, and two, he got what he gives.
Nothing happened in this regard last night, but I'll put it out there. If you as a coach or a player are doing like a post-game interview and you say things like over the top to the other team or the other player, or say something public that's like almost attacking a character or a person specifically, could you open yourself up to like some sort of liability of like ruining reputation by making a comment like hey, that guy's out to try to hurt somebody, or that guy's going to kill somebody on the ice? If you say something like that, would that be actionable in any way?
That's a great question. I don't know in this particular instance if it's covered by their CBA or not, but my gut reaction is that's probably not covered by the CBA, and that yes, it would be actionable if it was a statement of fact and was false. So if he says that guy's going to kill somebody someday, well, that's not a statement of fact, right?
Okay.
If he stated that, oh, Reeves told me he was going to do it, and
right,
Reeves didn't say that, well, then that I think it could be actionable. But there's also the counter argument that I think a clever lawyer would make, which is the goonish personality is what Reeves markets, and me saying that didn't actually hurt his reputation, it enhanced it.
Yeah, nothing, like I said, nothing was even to any sort of level like that last night. I was just thinking, you know, if something like that happened, it was just kind of a hypothetical, you know, nothing that anybody said last night was over the top or anything like that, so.
Of course not.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into Kareem Hunt and where he sits right now. You've been really strong on the NFL and its ability to discipline players and do investigations. So, I mean, this one is really a mixed bag because the NFL is saying it was investigating the deal back to February 10th. I'm not sure I believe them. Start off, give your take again to the audience on the NFL's ability and role as an investigator when players get in trouble.
Yeah, it's not really a question of ability. It's a question of what you should and shouldn't do. And my advice in that situation would be that I wouldn't get involved with criminal investigations, and that I wouldn't institute any punishment separate and apart from the legal community, from the criminal jurisprudence, with one exception: if there is an accusation of a violent crime, that there would be a suspension with pay until such time as it's adjudicated in the court system. That's always been my position.
So the whole thing is just a mess that, you know, we talked about it from the beginning when they decide to have like automatic penalties and, hey, this is just down the road. It's six games no matter what, and that's how we're going to handle things. It's just you can't proceed with that kind of a guideline over things. There has to be different standards for different situations, and they're painting themselves in that kind of corner just makes a terrible situation for the NFL, and it makes them look worse every single time.
Yeah, they can't seem to do this right. Even when they theoretically say the right things, it turns out that it appears that that's just PR, and there's no actual actions behind that to support it. And I'm thinking of two instances. One, the Kareem Hunt case, which is another situation in which it appears that they are actually not doing an investigation when they say they are. They open an investigation, but they make no real attempts to discover any evidence that could be potentially harmful to the player or make them push the, you know, keep the ball moving forward. And the second situation is when they were going to create this task force to provide recommendations to the commissioner in regards to domestic violence. And it turns out that all the, you know, experts that they hired, the only people that actually knew anything about the history of domestic violence in this country and the adjudication thereof, were completely ignored. And if their opinions were voiced, they were basically, not basically, they were told to stay out of the room and stay out of the decision-making process. So, you know, they either have to get in all the way and do it right, and they're clearly not doing that, or get completely out and just say that's not our area of expertise. If the police come to us with, you know, convictions or credible charges that are going to be pursued that pertain to violent crimes, then we're not getting involved.
Justin Watkins, Legal Insider, Battleborne Injury Lawyers with Cofield and Company, as he is every Wednesday. All right, let's go rapid fire on some questions with this Kareem Hunt case video that we've been asked by listeners. One, I've seen people say, hey, she's the one who initiated contact. She's the one who started being violent first.
You know what? I don't think that's a clear. I don't think that's clear. The tape, I feel like, starts in the middle of something. So we can't really determine who is the original aggressor, from my perspective. Now, when we get to the point of the push down and the kick, there's an argument to be made that any aggression up until that point did not rise to that level of physicality. I don't know about that either, you know. I'll just tell you, I mean, I knew the facts of the case, generally speaking, before I watched the video. I knew he'd been released and that it was going to be, you know, it was a violent act and that he had kicked and pushed a woman. And when I saw the video, I thought, man, if they had video for every one of the players that had been charged with domestic violence in the NFL over the course of the last 5 years, in the spectrum of the egregiousness of what those videos would look like, I bet you this one's on the much lower end. Doesn't mean that I don't agree that he should be released or be part of the NFL, but I think that this is on the lower end, likely, of what you'd see. And the one that just pops into my mind, two pop into my mind. One, the Greg Hardy situation, in which there's pictures of bruises all over the body of the woman. And you have to think to yourself, what kind of forces were necessary to create those bruises? And then the other one I think about is Adrian Peterson and the bruises that were on the, I think his kid was five at the time, four. And what, if that was on video, what that video would look like and what the outcry would be in comparison to this video. So from my perspective, I don't think the video tells a full story. It may tell enough of a story to be actionable in an employment standpoint, but from a purely legal standpoint as to who's the original aggressor, who should be charged, I don't know that the video tells the whole story.
We've talked about words, inflammatory words, bringing on action. Many people have said, hey, what was she screaming?
Matters.
Was she screaming racial slurs his way?
Yeah, that matters, right? I mean, we have... in our society, the freedom of speech and those freedoms get limited in certain ways, in certain times. And one of the ways that they're limited is what's called fighting words. Words used for the specific purpose of instigating physical conduct and contact. And if she were using such words, then the jury would hear about it and they would make a determination of whether they thought that those words put Kareem Hunt intentionally so in a mind frame where violence was uncontrollable. And so we don't know that either. And again, I guess that's just my sort of point of my initial impression of looking at that video is I don't know that it's the whole story.
From her side in this Kareem Hunt incident back on February 10th, she apparently asked the police to watch the video. What sort of recourse do you have as someone who gets into a fight in a public place when the police are like, no, we're not going to watch the video? What do you do?
Yeah, so, I mean, the reality is if that were to happen to say you got into an altercation wherever you're at right now and you wanted the police to pull the video of the place you're at and they say, no, we're not going to do that. Well, you got to make a complaint. I mean, that they have the discretion. There's no statutory or legal thing that's going to specifically say they must pull video when video is available. Right, but they do have an obligation, a constitutional obligation, to treat everybody fairly, to reasonably investigate crimes that they would investigate for others. And so, if you felt that that wasn't happening, I would advise you to take affirmative steps. Those affirmative steps would look something like you making a complaint to the police, you instituting a legal action that sought to preserve the video so that it was not destroyed, subpoenaing the video itself, and then seeking some sort of what I'll call equitable relief from the police office or from the police department to actually perform an investigation that you think you're entitled to.
I saw some, a lot of people have been calling it a hotel. It appears that this is a hotel that there's actually residences in also, and he lives there. So does that make any difference if it's somebody's residence or a public place like a hotel, which I guess is still private property? I don't know. Is there any difference there?
I think there's a difference, yeah. And depending on what state you're in. So let's move it to the state of Nevada and say, would it matter if that was my domicile, my residence? And it matters because in Nevada, there's stand your ground laws. We talked about this last week. And I do not have to back down if somebody is on my property and I ask them to leave. And in the state of Nevada, when you live in an apartment complex where there's common use areas, those common areas are considered your property for the purposes of stand your ground as well. So they can't say, well, I'm not on your property. I'm at the tennis courts. That's part of your apartment complex. From that perspective, in the eyes of the law, that's still your property, and you still have a right to stand your ground there as well.
What if it's a what if it's a public area where both people live, but like you say, tennis courts on your like apartment complex grounds?
Right.
You're like, get out of here. Like, no, I don't want to. Well, it's my property. I don't have to back down.
Right. You both have equal rights there.
Okay.
So yeah, if you see the Twitter video of the two guys that are just flipping each other off endlessly, that's what that fight would look like then. If you got the common area tennis courts, you guys just don't actually touch each other and you make mean faces at each other.
One more important detail on this, Justin. Adam, there was one arrest made in the incident, right?
There was.
Can you take us through that incident?
Yeah.
Through the arrest?
Yeah, there was a guy standing outside that was kind of filming the follow-up, like the investigation portion, where they were talking to the victim, and apparently Kareem Hunt was out there at some point, and this guy was just filming the whole thing going on, and there's body cam footage from the cops of them arresting the guy because he wouldn't hand over his phone. I thought that you were just allowed to do that. I thought you were allowed to film if you wanted to.
So, generally speaking, yes, and I have one pause about saying that in this instance, because if they are interviewing her, the alleged victim of domestic violence, the police department, have statutory obligations to protect her identity and her story. And so that exists in most states. It exists here. So they can't just give that information out or not protect her. And they have an affirmative duty to protect her in those instances. So my guess is that the instruction to them about not videotaping it had to do with them interviewing the alleged victim on a domestic violence charge. But I don't know that, and I certainly don't know the laws of that state.
And if you don't think these cases with NFL players could affect you, you're foolish. You know, you never know. On the way back, we'll get to a former New England Patriots player who won a Super Bowl with him, who is going away for 8 years on attempted murder charges.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Excitement is coming full circle. The Golden Circle Sports Bar is now open at TI. It's your go-to hotspot for 19 frosty beers on tap, shots and cocktails, nosh-worthy snacks like Hero Bites, Korean tacos, and bacon cheddar poutine tater cakes, and $3 drafts during our hockey team's away games. Great food, cold beer, good times. It's a bar scene with 360-degree action. The Golden Circle at TI. Beer, bets, and bites. With free parking on the Strip, always.
I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. Do you think insurance companies want you to hire an attorney? Why do you think they hire celebrities for their commercials? Do they hire them to gain your trust? Don't be fooled. Insurance companies want to pay you as little as possible, and it's my job to maximize your recovery and make sure you don't get ripped off. If you've been injured, call me, Matt Hoffman, or Justin Watkins at Battleborn Injury Lawyers, 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them December 9th against Dallas from the Flight Deck. Presented by Allegiant. The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens. From the Knights Castle to the Knight Line. Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket. All you can eat, food, beer, and wine. Tickets are $140 per game. Save up to 20% off single game pricing. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO. Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered by a flash seats 48 hours before the game.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
Who thinks it's smart to buy a mattress online? A mattress is a long-time relationship, a get-to-know kind of thing. You can't do that online. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Our sleep experts will personally help you find the mattress that's perfectly fit for you. Plus, we offer free same-day delivery, setup and removal of your old bed. And for the holidays, we're giving two free Tempur-Pedic pillows and a free sheet set when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Ho, 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 y'all. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino is the spot to begin each week of pro football on Thursdays. Cofield and Company live at 3 o'clock, right before the big TNF tilt. Really, every day of the week, it's your home for game day. With great food and drink specials, like $3 beers, $5 Micheladas, and $12 buckets during all NFL and Vegas Golden Knights games. And make sure you open that William Hill mobile account, then you can take advantage of live, continuous in-play wagering. Silver Sevens and the William Hill Race and Sportsbook, a great combo 7 days a week.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Danta Claus from PC Laptops in Henderson, Nevada. Would you like to save huge, massive money this holiday season? Don't throw out that old computer. We can transform that old, slow, or broken-down desktop or laptop into fluffy, high-speed goodness, no matter what brand it is. Just bring your desktop or laptop computer in for a free diagnostic. The diagnostic is 100% free, and there's no obligation. We're so great at making computers faster that if we can't fix or upgrade your desktop or laptop, we'll buy it from you. Have I lost my mind? Want to trade in your old computer? We have brand new lifetime warranty desktop computers from $799, and we'll buy your old computer. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Call us at 1-877-596-7283 for details, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you.
Football Central at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is the place to catch all the football action. Hey, it's Adam Hill from Cofield & Company on ESPN 1100. Join us this Sunday starting at 8 as we go over all the lines with Sportsbook Director Jay Cornegay. Then, stick around to watch all the games on huge HD screens in the Superbook. Bucket specials, food specials, the Bud Light Girls, and your chance to win some super cool prizes. Always free parking. So come hang out at Football Central every Sunday at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible. regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed, certified tech. Prices start at $99 a dent with discounts on multiple dents. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-3368 to schedule today.
Live from the Golden Nugget, Las Vegas, it's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield and Adam Hill on ESPN Las Vegas.
Capitals looking to break to center. If they can get through the pressure. Oh, a hard hit. Reeves collides with a Capital, and action is halted. And look out, players coming together. Linesmen have to step in. Tom Wilson has his helmet off. He is on his knees, apparently clipped by Ryan Reeves.
Well, I mean, I think we all seen the hit and video. It's a clean hit. There's nothing wrong with the hit. Unfortunately, the player got hurt, but it was a clean hit.
Gerard Gallant saying it's clean. Caps in more ways than one suggesting it wasn't, that he was targeted. It was premeditated. We'll get back into that in the 5 o'clock hour. Legal Insider, Justin Watkins back in studio. You heard it. We're out here at the Golden Nugget downtown. Crowd starting to build. NFR in town. Very cool time in Las Vegas. You know about NFR if you've been here. Crowd swell. Crowd swell. All right, we got some sad stories to get to on the legal front. One, Justin, former New England Patriot Brandon Browner is going away for 8 years. Does this seem light to you when you read the story? Man, this is pretty intense stuff. He pled no contest to attempted murder. He allegedly chased his ex-girlfriend, dragged her, smothered her in a carpet. Two kids were present when the alleged abuse occurred. Does that sound normal to you, 8 years?
Well, it doesn't sound normal as in the underlying facts, but, you know, the attempted murder charges have a pretty wide array of sentencing guidelines typically, and so I think it depend on, you know, the plea deal, the amount of cooperation, what the prosecutors felt like they could prove versus what was being said, the cooperation of the witnesses. So there's a lot of factors that probably went into play when the judge, you know, ultimately accepts the or sentences the person for the 8 years.
Yeah. But, and bottom line is our system is overloaded with cases like this and domestic violence cases, and a lot of times you're just trying to get something out of it. But, I mean, I'd imagine on good behavior, this lunatic will be out in 4 years.
Yeah, so he's going to state prison, so I don't know what their laws are there, but here he would have to serve at least 75%, so okay. It'd be 6 years. But yeah, I actually Brandon Browner was at Oregon State when I was at Oregon State, so it's funny to see his name up in such weird. He's had a weird sort of life and career, that guy.
He didn't call you a old college buddy to represent him?
I didn't say I knew him. Just at the school at the same time.
You guys were in the same fraternity? It was nice.
I wasn't in a fraternity.
no signs of this, though, back then from people you heard around school.
You know, he had a weird deal because he tried to leave with Clarette, And so he left as a sophomore, but then actually couldn't get in, and went to the Canadian Football League. So he was a freshman when I was a senior, if memory serves me right. So yeah, just funny, so funny coincidence.
Bad mentoring from you that led to that.
Right.
There was another. Well, I was going to say attempted murder case. It was actually a murder case. It was a woman charged in Pennsylvania. This is an interesting case where she and her boyfriend, a troubled relationship between them. No surprise when you hear the details of this story that she was drunk and trying to get him to buy crack cocaine before this whole thing started.
Let's do it.
But a woman attacked her boyfriend with a knife and a table leg, which I'm very concerned that the table is missing a leg and that probably tipped over at some point. But regardless, she was attacking him, going after him. She did stab him in the hand. But then she sat on him.
Can I break in here for a second?
Okay.
She sat on him. You sent over a link from the Daily Mail UK. And in the link, they, I think, originally typed out the headline incorrectly. It says a 3-pound woman sat on a 120-pound male.
300
pounds. And I was like, wait, this is a weird case. And then I click on it. Yeah. Justin, she was 300 pounds, and she smothered this 120-pound dude.
So I think the thing that stood out to me in the story is it didn't. She attacked him with a knife, stabbed him in the hand, and went after him with a table leg. So I get there was intent, but then sitting on him, I don't know if there's intent to kill him there. But she did get charged, and she pleaded down a third degree murder charge. This is a weird case, though.
Nah, if I looked at the story and. I believe the coroner on the cause of death mentioned non-accidental asphyxiation.
Homicide caused by respiratory insufficiency secondary to blunt force trauma.
Right. So the blunt force trauma is what gets you. And okay. I think that they're talking about, and I think they're saying she was chopping at his neck and like bludgeoning his neck.
Okay.
And so could you have a theory of like, hey, I thought we were just going to watch TV, and I sat down on the couch, didn't even realize the little guy was under there, and then next thing I know, he's dead. But yeah, then you would have a hard time showing intent, and intent's going to absolutely play into what the person is charged with and what the sentencing guidelines are. But here they have some secondary proof. Put you in the mind of the person to show that she actually had intent of, at the very least, grievous bodily harm, and that intent transfers to murder. So just because I intend to maim and paralyze you but not kill you and I kill you doesn't mean I get off for the murder. No. My intent to harm transfers to whatever the ultimate outcome is. So if it ends up that I, rather than batter you, I murder you, the intent is sufficient.
Last one. Let's lighten it up a little bit. Headline, man loses bid to legally change his age from 69 to 49. It was an effort to boost his Tinder profile. And it was all based on the fact that he went to a doctor and he's like, oh, my biological age, according to my doctor, is only 45. So why can't I change my age legally?
I think it's funny, you know, like, I don't know. I always get a kick out of, like, when somebody does something sort of different like this. I mean, as a practitioner or as a judge, these would be the ones that, like, drive me crazy because they clog up the courts for what is, you know, stupidity. But at the very least, he went to court with, like, a doctor's note of his biological age rather than just saying, I feel 49. At least he had something, and he had some other secondary arguments to Tinder as well, saying that he misses out on economic opportunities because of, you know, jobs and what have you, because he's perceived as a 69-year-old, even though on the inside he's a 49-year-old because of his biological age. I thought it was funny, but, yeah, of course, this kind of stuff's not going to work.
I'll trade with him. Yeah. I feel 69. He wants to be about my age, so let's do it. We'll swap.
There you go. You get all your ARP discounts.
Yes, yes.
Could that hold up in court?
we agree to swap. Come on.
We switched.
Yeah, we switched identities.
Let him bang away on Tinder.
Hey, reach out to him and see. I'm sure he'll try that. And he seems like he's got quite a bit of money to do some interesting challenges.
All right.
So you should reach out to him, and I bet you he'll take you up on it.
We have to close by mentioning Justin is a very Very giving guy. Did I see you at the Santa Run? And what was with your beard?
Oh, no. So that's advertising for this weekend. So each year we sponsor the Rockin' Reindeer Run.
Oh, okay.
And so they were posting pictures from last year. So this Saturday there's a 5K, 10K, 1 mile walk, and I think a half marathon as well. It's the Rockin' Reindeer Run. It's put on by Just Run. It's literally across the street from my office on the 215 Beltway at Parkway Tavern. And so you run whatever distance you want. Everybody dresses up as, whatever festive thing. And I have this Santa suit that's like a skin-tight, completely inappropriate sort of suit. And then I spray paint my beard white. And it's sort of near and dear to us because it was the first event that we did after Troy was diagnosed in 2014, as kind of an office to get healthier and be more aware of our physical fitness. And so each year we went and became a sponsor and ran the race with Stand Up to Cancer shirts. And Troy would attend as well. So we will forever sponsor that race for as long as I'm at Battle One.
Good deal, Justin. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
On the way back, Hot Stove League is heating up. Winter meetings are going to be here in just a few days. We're going to find out soon what's going to happen with Bryce Harper and see if the Nats have any money left after that weird signing yesterday, a mega signing of Patrick Corbin.
Call Battle Born Injury Lawyers, 702-570-9000 with your questions today.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, for a decade? I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
What's Trending is brought to you by Sinful Subs, now on the west side at 5135 South Fort Apache.
We're down here at the Golden Nugget. Come on down. Stop by. Say hi. If we're on mic, we can't always talk to you. Master of Security, Ari's done a really good job of keeping people off mic and not just walking up to us and talking to us while we're on. You had a rough time the other day on Monday. Someone really is giving you the business. I guess you had a woman while you were down there trying to talk to you while we were live on air, and now she's just livid with you?
I don't know about livid.
She sent you an email.
I hope not.
That's, well, I mean, if you're mad enough to send an email after an encounter, you're pretty fired up.
Well, I still blame Ari for this.
Yeah.
I think it's his fault.
Pretty easy to explain to someone, hey, they're doing a live show right now, but when they go to break, they would love to talk to you.
Yeah, or 5 o'clock when the show's over. when we just hang out for the next 3 hours and talk to everyone?
You're not on mic, my friend.
That would be good. Well, apparently that's not what you felt. And I do feel bad because I did get a long email. And I, if she's listening, Linda, I hope that, you know, you are not mad at us. We hang out there after the show and talk
there
to people.
For 3 hours and
people
Adam at the at a Sunday morning deal. He's chatting up people. So
some people even feel comfortable enough with us to just come take our food.
Yeah, we actually had someone come up last week and they're like, "Man, that pizza looks good. Can I have a slice?" Okay, sure. My wife didn't get a slice. He comes back and takes a second. Okay.
Yeah, I mean those things happen. But I do feel bad that it was a negative experience for anybody. Anybody that comes out, we're good. Just especially when the show's over. Or breaks. We don't have much time.
We love our listeners.
I know some people get annoyed when they're talking to us during a break. And then we abruptly end it to go back on the air. Like, we don't really have a choice. We have to go back on the air.
Live radio, baby. So we're hanging out here at the Golden Nugget. We got the MLB winter meetings coming to town in just a few days. Do the Nationals still have a shot at Bryce Harper after spending 140 on Patrick Corbin?
I mean, maybe if they're willing to start really, really spending. I think I thought that was a sign that maybe they didn't think they could get him, or it could be a sign to him of, hey, we're going to bring in other guys. I mean, you could look at it both ways. We don't really know until we find out. I do think it's going to be the highest bidder, but Washington hasn't really been involved in the kind of courtship that the other teams seem to be going through right now. You don't hear them introducing them to legends of other teams or, you know, having Magic Johnson go and meet him.
Yeah, my answer to that would be the original question. Of course they can afford it. Everyone can afford
sure.
to sign players like this. And if the Nats want him back, they can be the highest bidder. They can do that. Look at the Cardinals. Big news today. So we've now got Seattle and Arizona giving up. Paul Goldschmidt, who's been a D-back through the system into the major leagues, is now gone. Cardinals have traded for a new star, Goldie, who I think will play really well. He's still very much in his prime.
Well, best fans in baseball too. They'll get to
Cardinal fans will love him.
They'll get to watch him as long as he plays the right way and, you know, is a Cardinal through and through.
Do it the right way. Gave up a good young pitcher, you know, with upside in Luke Weaver, catching prospect Carson Kelly, and another player. So actually a couple other. So Goldie going to the Cardinals.
And Arizona quitting.
Yeah.
Everybody's gone. Pollock's leaving. He's about to get a big contract.
Yep.
And
meanwhile, they were just in a fight over their stadium to get some minor fixes to it. And then this is the message they sent to the fans.
Yeah. And to the county, because it was with the county
yep.
Who they wanted to fix all the cracks in the stadium and everything else that they say is going on there in a fairly new stadium, which is really, really nice. It's not a great message for sure.
Is anyone going to try in the National League West? We know the Pod Squad's in a 25-year rebuild. The D-backs are getting rid of everyone. And now we find out this is real. The Giants are looking to deal, potentially, Mad Bum. Madison Bumgarner could be on the move. Suitors like the Phillies and the Brewers. The Brewers are trying to get Bumgarner, and the Giants are trying to get rid of him. What?
It's amazing. Well, I assume it's largely financially he's got a big deal, but the...
No, he doesn't. He actually is due $12 million, then he's a free agent.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe they just don't think they can get him at the end. What I was going to say is there might be... Maybe it's a discontent thing. Maybe he's not happy, and maybe they're not happy with...
I was actually thinking
season.
He can be kind of a horse's ass.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just done with his act.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a freaking line around the corner here in Vegas to grab him.
No question. The Giants will have their suite surrounded by people from other teams waiting to talk to them.
Yep. So we're going to find out the official name and logo of the new 51s in the new Summerlin ballpark on Saturday.
I thought we already decided on it.
I was looking forward to the A's affiliation to see Kyler Murray, who at some point is going to be in AAA, top 10 picks, signed a big deal with the A's, second base prospect, the quarterback at Oklahoma. You know, the weird thing is, hey, it's all plotted out, right? Baseball. It's going to be baseball. He's got the big money. He's a great baseball prospect. Tim Tebow sat down with him and was asking about, hey, what happens if the NFL comes calling?
How do you think you'll go about choosing.
I think that's something, you know, me and my family will talk about at the end of the season and weigh out the options of what the NFL thinks of me. Right now, my future's kind of already planned out, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, we'll see what happens.
My future's planned out. I mean, it's possible he's setting up two things. One would be to maybe let baseball know, hey, I'm not a slam dunk. You might have to give me some concessions if you want me to come there. Also, I'm sure there's a bit of keeping your options open and, hey, what's going on? I don't know what his plan is. His plan has to be to play baseball. I've had this debate with people I was talking to, an Oklahoma fan who said, I just love watching him play football. I want to see him play football. He should play football. No, he shouldn't. No, he shouldn't.
He could play baseball for 16, 18, 20 years.
With a much bigger contract and less trauma on your head. There's not, you make more money for longer with less wear and tear on your health for the long term. What choice are you making?
What would be the first thing if he really went into the NFL draft process? What would be the first thing where they're like, no?
Well, first of all, it seems like a less than intelligent decision to play football.
Beyond that, he's a quarterback.
Yeah.
He's 5'10 and a half.
He's tiny. Yeah.
He's not an NFL prospect. I mean, if he had no other option, then yeah, give it a try. But at 5'10 and a half, you got to play baseball.
There's really no intelligent debate on that subject. Again, the debate would be, what if you never make it in baseball? You could have got, you know, a guaranteed contract on your first year deal in the NFL. So if you don't make it, I just don't buy it. He's gonna get plenty of money just to play baseball for a while. He's going to be fine. But I'd rather not make it in baseball and not make it in football too.
We're down here at the Golden Nugget Country Concert Series starting up tomorrow. NFR in town, in the showroom over the next week or so. Joe D. Messina, Tanya Tucker, John Michael Montgomery, Tracy Lawrence, Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan, Lone Star. Really cool. And actually, in the new year, I mentioned it earlier, one of the goddesses of rock from the 70s and 80s, Lita Ford.
I've heard of her.
Yes.
You've heard of her? Yeah.
That's all we get?
Well, I mean...
You've never heard the legendary duet?
You referenced it earlier.
With Ozzy?
I still don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Can we fire it? I don't know. Commodore 64. Intense. It's coming. Trust me. It's a long intro.
Baby, I get so scared inside and I don't really understand. Is it love that's on my mind or is it fancy?
The sound in the showroom will be better.
Heaven is in the palm of my hand and it's waiting here for you. What am I supposed to do with a child in tragedy?
You get a feel for it. Everything else is a little more rocking. You've never heard it?
No.
Close my eyes forever. Really?
No.
That's the best. The best. Yes, that's all going down here at the Golden Nugget. Vince Neil's playing here right after the new year as well. So,
a lot of great shows.
Yes. Especially if you like country music.
Oh, no.
Those are really good shows. All right. Last couple of points in what's trending. I wanted to make sure I had the Commodore 64 roll out that music. One more point on the winter meetings. Some rumors out there that the Reds may actually try, which is refreshing. That the Reds have some interest in Corey Kluber and Trevor Bauer.
Both?
I don't know if they're going to get both, but one or the other, which they should. The Reds should try for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
The organization has improved, at least in terms of lineup. They need pitching. Maybe... in some century, they'll get out from under the ridiculous Homer Bailey deal, which is just unreal. But what does it say about Cleveland?
Not anything good.
Cleveland may be ready to hit the reset button. Even spending money and having a pretty good team, they just aren't attracting fans to come out, and which kind of tells me, is that a dead baseball market? Is it ever going to come back? I mean, you have to look at reality in some of these Rust Belt cities. They may just not have enough disposable income to support two and three and four teams.
That's a possibility, for sure. I feel like everybody had just invested so much in the Cavs over the last couple of years that they didn't really, you know, and the Browns on some level, even though they haven't been good, that maybe, you know, they were third in the pecking order. Unless you're an elite, elite team, it's going to be difficult. And they kept having seasons where it looked like they were going to be really good and, you know, certainly win division titles and have a chance to win the World Series, and they just weren't quite there. So I'm sure there was some discontent. But
you know,
maybe third in the market, though.
Maybe bottom line with Cleveland, at least with Trevor Bauer, is, you know what, we're sick of you, dude.
Well, that's
because he was warring on social media. He's getting in fights left and right. He was busting the chops of the Astros, which brings us to the last What's Trending story. You really got to be careful on social media with things as dumb as likes. Did you see what is going on with the Brooklyn Nets?
Oh, boy. I mean, the likes on Twitter are so controversial, as you know and a lot of people know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All of a sudden, you like something, and it blows up. And people react, and they go over the top about it.
Yeah. Kenneth Faried, frustrated with his role on the Nets, I guess liked a series of comments on Instagram from fans who were asking for him to play more minutes and for Jared Dudley to sit. A fan wrote, "Get that bum Dudley off the court and start giving my guy some more minutes." You can like that, can't you? He's referencing you.
It's the bum part, I think, that was the issue.
You can't like someone calling your teammate Dudley a bum?
No. I don't think that's...
Well, this screws up my whole plan for this evening.
He's going to go like tweets that rip me and build you up?
Might not be you.
How could you ever find a tweet that ripped me?
Right.
I don't think that's even possible. Go ahead.
I actually think that may be the thing I like the most on social media are people ripping you. So maybe you haven't seen it. You're not as sensitive as Jared Dudley.
I've noticed. I've seen it.
Sorry.
Likes are...
Didn't mean it in a bad way.
Liking something like this is, I mean, the most passive-aggressive...
It actually is.
Just obnoxious thing ever to do. And good for Kenneth Reed doing it. I'm okay with it.
He's the manimal. He can do whatever he wants, right?
It's true.
Big 5 at 5 is coming up. We got another hour on the way here from the Golden Nugget downtown. Come on down. Great happy hour at the Cadillac Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar. We're enjoying it. You should get down here soon, every day from 4 to 7.
Cofield and Company will be back in minutes right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino is the spot to begin each week of pro football on Thursdays. Cofield and Company live at 3 o'clock, right before the big TNF tilt. Really, every day of the week, it's your home for game day. With great food and drink specials, like $3 beers, $5 Micheladas, and $12 buckets during all NFL and Vegas Golden Knights games. And make sure you open that William Hill mobile account, then you can take advantage of live, continuous in-play wagering. Silver Sevens and the William Hill Race and Sportsbook, a great combo 7 days a week.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Danta Claus from PC Laptops in Henderson, Nevada. Would you like to save huge, massive money this holiday season? Don't throw out that old computer. We can transform that old, slow, or broken-down desktop or laptop into fluffy, high-speed goodness, no matter what brand it is. Just bring your desktop or laptop computer in for a free diagnostic. The diagnostic is 100% free, and there's no obligation. We're so great at making computers faster that if we can't fix or upgrade your desktop or laptop, we'll buy it from you. Have I lost my mind? Want to trade in your old computer? We have brand new lifetime warranty desktop computers from $799, and we'll buy your old computer. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC laptop's desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Call us at 1-877-596-7283 for details, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you!
I'm attorney Paul Powell. The holidays are my favorite time of year. It's a great time to spend with family and friends, and it truly is the season of giving. In the next few weeks, a lot of get-togethers will include alcohol. Holiday cheer can take a quick turn for the worse, though, if you drink and drive. Don't do that.
As an injury lawyer, I've seen the devastation firsthand, so let's promise each other that this year will be different. Unfortunately, accidents do happen, so if you have been hurt, call me at 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com. Happy holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
This is Chet, and I've been with Dollar Loan Center for over 13 years. Happy holidays. Recently, we sponsored a booth for the Latin Chamber of Commerce golf tournament in Las Vegas. To win cool DLC swag, we asked the golfers to guess how much interest we charge for a $500 loan for 1 week. I was blown away at all the answers. $100, $200, some even said double. Almost nobody got it right.
Well, how much is it, Chet?
$19.25.
For the whole week?
Yep, only $2.75 in interest per day for a $500 loan.
So you didn't give away much swag, huh?
Nah, we set them straight, and then we sent them off with some cool gear.
Thanks, Chet. Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. Apply online at don'tbebroke.com.
Get a little cash, get a little cash.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, it's Steve Cofield. Some people call me the fixer. Why? Because I give you solutions to your problems. Struggling to find that holiday gift for the family and friends? Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for over 100 years, Omaha Steaks. They've got a great special going on right now at omahasteaks.com, but you got to enter the code Cofield, C-O-F-I-E-L-D. That goes in the search bar. 74% off the Omaha Steaks family gift package. Originally $195, now it's just $49.99. You get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha steak burgers, all beef meatballs, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 potatoes au gratin, and 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus 4 more burgers on top of that. And you know what's good? Omaha Steaks has over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef hand-cut by master butchers in Omaha. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Cofield in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. Order it now.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm a New Yorker. I know great pizza. Grimaldi's has the best pizza I've ever had. Only at Grimaldi's can you get their famous New York-style coal-fire brick oven pizza. It's the only pizza my family and I ever eat. Check it out, Grimaldi's.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
Football Central at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is the place to catch all the football action. Hey, it's Adam Hill from Cofield & Company on ESPN 1100. Join us this Sunday starting at 8 as we go over all the lines with Sportsbook Director Jay Cornegay. Then, stick around to watch all the games on huge HD screens in the Superbook. Bucket specials, food specials, the Bud Light Girls, and your chance to win some super cool prizes. Always free parking. So come hang out at Football Central every Sunday at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort & Casino.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Are you dingy? Well, not you. I mean your car or truck. Does it have a ding, dent, or scratch on the body or bumper that makes you cringe when you see it? Dent Pro Las Vegas will come to you and fix it on the spot. Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed, certified tech. Prices start at $99 a dent with discounts on multiple dents. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-DENT. That's 702-368-3368 to schedule today.
This is Chuck, and I founded Dollar Loan Center over 20 years ago right here in Nevada. Happy holidays. One of my